You know, I've never thought about dressing up and celebrating as wearing pink. But here we are. This is it. Rejoice, Gaudete Sunday. And we do it in a very odd way because of this gospel here in the second year of the three-year cycle, the Gospel of John today. Because Mark's gospel is so brief. And one Jesuit scriptural theologian, Brendan Byrne from Australia, had this to say, that one of the questions that this gospel raises about having John here today is, do we really know Jesus Christ? And as we come up to Christmas, celebration of the Nativity of the Lord, what are the conditions for the possibility of meeting the Lord anew? Okay. It's possible to notice this, and this is the first time I did in so many years, 38 years of preaching and stuff like that, that what's going on here is a trial. Who are you? Who are you? He confessed. He did not deny. He confessed, I am not the Christ. Are you Elijah? No. Are you the prophet? The prophet like Moses to come at the end times? No. Who are you? And the Pharisees kind of come down and interrogate him further. Why are you baptizing? So this, what Byrne said was, the trial motif runs as a sub-theme, but a powerful one throughout the whole gospel until Jesus is finally on trial with the high priest and Pilate. Never knew that. What's important about that is that John's function John, whom we would usually call the Baptist, or as my friend Dennis Hamm calls him, Jack the Dipper, he's not the Baptist here. He's John the Witness. In this gospel, how many times the verbs to bear witness, martureo, his testimony or his witness, martyria, are the signs of what he is about. So I am here to, I am the voice of one crying in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord. I am here to witness and cry out in the wilderness. The desert. Now, I think we can take this at least at a couple levels. And the first one is, what might this have to do with what the scripture people are wanted us to look at as this Sunday? Okay. So, what's your usual reaction? Someone comes up to you and says, "How are you doing?" Most of us would say, "Yeah, fine," right? Would that be accurate all the time? No, not at all. John is saying, first of all, I am not the Messiah, the Anointed, the Christ. I am not Elijah, the one whose coming would precede the coming of the Messiah. And I'm not Moses the prophet arisen. And he does say who he is. I am the voice of one crying out in the desert. Now, let's tie that together with how you doing. For 38 years hearing confessions, when I ask people, how you doing? I'm overwhelmed.
I'm frustrated. I'm impatient. I'm fearful. I'm anxious and worried about such and such and such and such. I'm sad. I'm in sorrow. I'm happy. I'm glad. But does that get to the root of the question, who are you? Because that's their first question to him, and they ask it twice. So the first level of our answer is up here about saying, yeah, I'm fine, which is, oh, bug off. Just, you know, forget it. I'm not going to talk to you seriously. The second level is, oh, I can't stand X, Y, or Z. You know, I can't stand the political situation. I can't stand my parents. I can't stand my kids. I can't stand my uncle. I can't stand the church. I can't stand, you know, all that stuff like that. That's another level where we express what's kind of going on with us. But it doesn't get to the level of answering, who are you? And how many people ever ask us that question? Well, that's a rhetorical question. I don't know. But here's the deal. And I think this is where it comes to us today. I am not the Christ. I have a need to be heroic and look like a champion. Think of Aaron Rodgers this weekend, huh? I'm not Aaron Rodgers either. I'm not Elijah. I don't have that kind of presence in the world. I'm not Moses the prophet either. What is my niche? I don't know how I'd put that in simple words. I just don't know. I haven't thought about it that much. But John's saying, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Now, it seems to me that one of the ways we can know how to answer that question, who are you? Is by the exploration in our lives of what John is pointing to. And in the Gospel of John, it's about light. He is the light coming into the world. John was not the light, but he came to witness to the light. So what is our relationship to the light? Here's a way of thinking about it. And basically, if you know where I'm going these days and preaching about Advent, you're going to get it again. So over here is Bethlehem. At that point in history, it was a podunk little town. It was a flyover town, like Omaha, where I grew up. Nowhere. And when Mary and Joseph went there, what did they find? They found rejection, first thing. Rejection that the innkeeper said, "Nah, don't have any room for a pregnant lady. Go out to the barn." So Jesus was born in rejection and poverty. And as we'll hear on the Feast of the Nativity of the Lord, the light shone upon the shepherds, some of the lowliest of the low, and shone so that the Magi could find their way. This is where the light is. And it seems to me more and more that starting from over here, I am overwhelmed. I am disappointed. I am not enough, and neither is anybody else. I am frustrated, and so on. On the one hand, the journey from here over to Bethlehem seems like a long way. But really, it's right where I stand over here. Because Bethlehem is right in the midst of fear and rejection that I deal with and you deal with. Don't have to go that far, way, way, way over there. We don't have to go to Israel to find Bethlehem. It's right here. That's where the light shines. And it seems to me that to testify to the light, like John, the witness, to witness to the light, for us during Advent and during our lives is to find out where we are. How do we answer that question? I'm fine. I'm overwhelmed. I'm frustrated. Where's Bethlehem? Maybe the deeper question, I believe, right now anyway. And in finding that journey there, I find the light. And so in finding the light, and the light really finding me, finding you all, we don't have to parrot church teaching about the light because we know as we are known. We don't have to say, this is what you ought to think. We could say, I know the light. Let me witness to it. I'm not these other things. I merely point to the light. So in these days of lots of stuff going on in this world, in our hearts and minds, our families, who are you? At this point, I can say, I think, truly, I'm a pilgrim looking for Bethlehem. And I've found, or the light has found me to some degree. But I still got to go deeper. What would it be like if we had an entire community on that same search? To find the light and be able to say, here's the way. So, happy Advent. Let's see how we do this week. Happy Advent.